two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
What's special about today?
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Is it Valentine's Day, is it? Thanks for nothing, girls.
I beg your pardon.
I've got nothing.
I beg your pardon.
Absolutely nothing.
You better have something for me. I've got something for you.
I got you something special.
Did you?
I really thought about this.
Okay.
And I can't wait.
Because I really thought about mine too.
All right, well.
Stand by, we're going to do that.
Stand by, yes. There we go. Hey, we've got a big Valentine's Day show lined up. We're going to ask you what you did, what you got, how
gift
you did
ideas.
It. We're going to talk gift ideas. We're going to talk about the rules.
Well,
certain
I'll
rules
tell you,
you
what's happening.
Break.
This office is going crazy,
this
I've got to tell you.
Bonkers.
I mean, most offices today will look a little different, and we'll explain why.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to check in with the Adelaide Zoo.
Oh.
Wang Wang and Fu Ni are at it again. And when I say at it, not at it. And guess what?
What?
They're getting deported.
For not doing it.
Hit the road.
Oh, no.
Back to China.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it is. We'll speak to Elaine Benstead, who's
we love Elaine.
Who's the big gun over there. We love talking to Elaine about the pandas and what they're up to. Good Lord.
Brilliant.
Now, it's an ongoing soap opera.
Oh, it is an ongoing soap opera. We've got one of our mates coming in, Michelle Laurie.
Oh, fantastic.
She's got twins just like us.
Has she?
Yes. Isn't that incredible?
Right.
And
all
I think
right.
She's got... She's got a few stories to tell, I think.
I can't wait. And we'll also, she's very political, Michelle, and we want to get to the bottom of this boats saga, Christmas Island reopening, which is just off the charts for cynicism, as far as I'm concerned. We need to talk about that.
Okay.
We've got a new segment.
What's it called?
Seriously, what could go wrong?
It feels like this show. That's our motto.
And guess what? It's chock-a-block. We're going to talk about stories that you just go, well, that was always going to go pear-shaped.
And you brought something to my attention today, that Saudi Arabia has a terrific new app, which we might keep a secret.
Until we get there.
It's a really uplifting one for women.
It's a great one.
Let's put it this way.
And there's a bikini model corrections officer.
Not for a male prison.
In a male prison.
Oh.
This could be trouble.
What could go wrong there?
Well, could be going
could
on my
possibly
list.
Possibly go wrong. Oh, no.
Right.
But I'm on your list.
All right. That and so much more on this special day. Hi, Jane Kennedy. Hello, Danger
Hello,
Dave.
Dave.
How are you? How are you, Jane?
Yeah.
I'm a little overwhelmed. I'll tell you why.
Haven't you caused a few?
I have not. And unfortunately, you've made the papers. I'm not taking any responsibility.
You've made the papers.
You've made the papers.
You got overly ambitious.
No.
You got ahead of yourself.
Deborah Knight was a really good sport.
She was great.
And rang our show yesterday.
Sorry for Deborah.
After you have lambasted.
I beg your pardon.
Lamblasted? Is that what the expression is?
Lambasted.
The Today Show, which I am 100% behind, and you've been just terrible in your support of...
Wow.
Two great women of Australian television.
Who will be available?
Georgie Gardner.
In the next couple of weeks.
You've got to know what you're dealing with. You don't know.
What do you mean?
Oh, because I'll tell you what. I know those girls, and don't worry, they're not going to just lie down and take
this without a fight. I have enormous respect for them.
Well, I don't think you do, because guess what?
The shows are too.
No, I've got what you've said. What you said yesterday was disgraceful.
I thought I was quite supportive.
I don't... I've put something together. Have a listen to what you said.
The ratings are boosting, and it's great to see two women
fronting. Well, there's only one way they can go, which is up, isn't
it? Oh, my God.
Deborah,
my apologies.
Deborah.
No, look.
Good luck on postcards, Deborah.
Can you please be respectful to our guests when they call up?
You know, I like Deborah. We live in the... Deborah, I've had two shows axed by Channel 9. Book them aboard.
He's very bitter. He's bitter.
Goodness me.
We want everybody to watch today.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Everyone tune in.
Get up. Go, man.
Yes.
Have a look.
Good on you.
And watch if you're up and about Richard Wilkins, watch. Tune in.
Honestly, can you believe I have to work with this every day?
Oh, look, you deserve a medal, Jane.
Thank you, I know, Deborah.
Well,
I deserve
a
medal.
That last comment.
Not hurtful.
I was saying I'm not a nice person.
Well, also, you did a drive-by on beautiful Richard Wilkins. How dare you?
Richard Wilkins, can we play my... I did a Stevie Jacobs drive-by. I love that bit.
You know,
the wacky weatherman, if you can't find it, don't worry now.
Hey, you're not going to be the wacky weatherman, and I want you to put this to bed once and for all and apologise to all the producers everyone at Nine. And, of course, you know, I think they'd like us to go on our show. You've just been difficult there.
I would go on their show and make an apology And I think we should do some advertising with them.
What do you mean advertising?
We should go on and do like infomercials for our own, for our radio show.
Well, you can do that. I'm not going on doing infomercials.
See, you've never supported them. You don't like them. You say all the right things, but when
I
it comes
have
to
infomercials
actually,
on the news show.
You'll be hosting that within a month.
I don't think so.
Yes, you will.
I want to give you my present.
I'm still taking big calls.
I want to give you my Valentine's present.
Oh, really?
Yes.
After the break?
I'm really excited about it.
Let's go to a song.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Valentine's Day it is. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy for the drive home.
And I had no idea. Thanks, ladies.
What do you mean you had no idea?
I got nothing. I've been waiting by the post, by my letterbox all day.
Strangely, after your behaviour the last few years.
The girls from the Today Show should have sent me something.
Oh, my God.
I would have thought. Hey, thanks a lot, Georgie. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
In fact,
I thought a little nice Valentine's Day message.
Georgie and Deborah might want to be in part with my present to you.
Now, I've got your present too. Just before we do ours, now what did you get your partner, Rob?
He got a football membership.
Oh, you'll love that.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's what you want.
Say, how many seats?
Well, there's a few seats, so he doesn't go by himself. I'm going to go. Yeah, might take a few kids. So it's a joint.
And what did he get you?
He said, I'm not giving you anything until you get off air so that you don't say it out loud to
me. I'll tell you again, it's the greatest present I've ever
heard
of. I just...
Don't say and bring your passport. It's a terrible thing to do to a woman.
He's making us all look foolish,
guys.
You need to settle down, Rob.
Don't.
Now, I've got you something.
I've got you. Do we swap?
Do you know how I'll be spending Valentine's Day?
Oh, I know how you are.
Pick hello to all the girls at Kittens. Big town in a.
No, you're not.
Now,
are you going to be all right tonight? Do you want to come over?
No.
Do you want me to make something? Yeah.
That'd be a rude interrupt.
If you must. All right.
All right.
All right, let's swap presents.
What do you got?
Okay.
Well, this is very kind of you, Jane. I wasn't
expecting it up on air. Neither was I.
Is it romantic?
Hang on.
I put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's exactly what I got you.
This is exactly what I got you. Oh, my God, great minds think alike.
What is it, Jane?
It's a jigger.
It's a Darren Weir.
We've got a his and her Darren Weir jigger. Oh, my
jigger?
God. Does this work?
Oh, it works.
Hang on.
It's already juiced up. I think you'll find.
I'll just test it on
what
you.
What do you do?
Hang on.
You zap each other with it. Yeah.
Oh,
She just zapped it. And I believe you've just about dropped the magic again, haven't you?
Got dumped just then.
Can I just test it on you?
Don't.
You've got to charge it first. Yeah, that's it.
Ow! Jesus, woman. Crikey. No wonder his horses are winning.
I reckon I could
beat anything over 1,600 right now.
This is the fastest I could ever run in my life. Well, oh, my God, these are ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
Okay, now, you better behave. No more talk about Georgie,
Gardner,
and Deborah Knight, or you'll get one of these.
What do you mean? One of what? One of what? Oi!
One of those. Oi. No, oi. Got to do the real thing.
Bit lower. Oh, yeah, that's
well, how embarrassing that we got the same present.
Well,
honestly,
it's great minds think alike.
They do.
Hey, what did you get?
Your
Dave,
lovely
as I've done.
How about a dishwasher?
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I haven't done anything. I haven't.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Never do.
Why not?
Valentine's Day, no. Don't believe in it.
You know what? Guys say that.
That's a cop out.
All guys say that. I've walked through this office today, and it's like a florist. Now, here's the rules.
It's like a florist. It's a big day for the florist.
It is a big day for the florist.
Do you know what it's like? It's like the bugler on Anzac Day. Yeah, every other day of the week gets no action.
Okay.
And then what's the rule?
The rule is
big day.
Do not send flowers if you're a guy to a girl's house if she's working. You must send the flowers to the office so the receptionist or someone parades them through the office.
Oh, I see.
And everyone goes, oh, my God, look at those roses, they're beautiful. And there's a bit of flower envy because some people have got big, huge bunches out there. Mm. Some have got little ones.
Yeah. Guys, here's one for you.
What?
If you're just realising it's Valentine's Day now and you haven't got flowers, swing by the cemetery.
Don't do
on that. The way home. Ow! Jesus.
They got a real zap to them, don't
small
they?
Grass fire on my forearm.
I don't know if this can be legal.
I don't know whether it can.
Actually, I don't think they are.
I've been worse. Don't you worry about that.
Something's burning.
It's his hair off his arm.
It is. Sting.
It's burnt hair.
All right.
Should we go to a break and come back?
Because I'll tell you what we want to do.
Right.
We want to hear from everyone else.
Yes,
what did
you get
there
for Valentine's
How's
Day?
How's your Valentine's Day going? What did you get?
Did you get a jigger too?
Are you going? We better put. We'll post a picture on Instagram.
We will.
Of the jingle.
Of the before
song,
and after.
All right, we'll come back after the break. 133353. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, they really.
Yeah. Well.
Sting.
We'll be all right.
I know.
The oxygen mask's dropping from the roof tonight in your bedroom.
I beg your pardon. Be careful what you say.
All right, what do we do?
There's been a lot of gift ideas. How about this?
What
this
do you do? Can I read you like a book? Again, this is your gift.
Why?
Like a gift voucher. One that you've busted your ass trying to get. Remember you said you busted your ass?
Yes, I know.
And you went and all you did was get a $50 gift voucher.
Kids love those as presents. Catch up.
Can I suggest a perfect present, guys, for your girls out there, do you?
Yeah, right, what?
Dick pic.
No.
Say it.
Why would you say that?
Say it with a dick pic.
Why would you say that?
It's just.
No, we don't
it's
want
the
that.
Most romantic
we
thing.
Want two dozen red roses. Notice dick, I said two.
Why do you need two?
Because one's not
enough.
You don't
want the top two.
Right, shut up. You haven't even got anything. Don't you chip in now,
what
Dave. Are you,
what, so what's your
How
ideal
about
gift?
A candied bacon bouquet?
I beg your pardon?
There is such a thing going around. It's a bouquet of candied maple syrup crispy bacon made to look like a rose. Look
so
at this.
So you just woof the rose.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or what about a pickle bouquet? And it's just some pickled vegetables. See, I think that's quite creative.
It's not very romantic. Here's a bunch of pickles. Knock yourself out.
I wouldn't say no to that. I wouldn't sneeze at that.
Jeez, you're easily pleased.
I am. Let's see what other people are getting.
What's happening? Matt, what's happening in your world?
Oh, guys, you're not going to believe it.
What happened? What did your wife do something for you?
The missus there, she made me lunch today for work. I was wrapped.
She made you lunch for work? What was it?
Oh, it's just a sanger, but still.
A sandwich.
Hey, were all the other boys envious? Were they going, what's happening? Were you going, excuse me while I eat my sandwich?
It's funny you say that. It's actually still in my lunchbox. I haven't actually eaten it yet.
Oh, you're saving it.
I'm going to keep it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's going to crush it in the pages of a book. You know, like girls do
forever.
With flowers. Hey, that's great. What was on the sanger, Matt?
Just a bit of leftover chicken from last night's dinner, I think.
I'll tell you what.
Careful, that might go off very soon, Matt.
That's a good woman. Any woman who makes you a singer to take to work on Valentine's
She's
Day
a
is a keeper. Mm. We got a prize for Matt?
Yeah, a Kennedy Malloy prize pack
there
coming
you
your way,
go.
Matt.
All right, I love it. Yep. Chanel, what happened?
Hi, how are you guys?
How was really Valentine's
good.
Day?
I'm good. Well, my husband was very kind. He actually asked me what I wanted this year, and I'm 6 months pregnant, so I think he was just trying to err on the side of caution. I asked for some flowers.
Can you speak into the phone, please?
Chanel, you asked for some flowers?
I asked for some flowers, and I work at a high school, and he has walked across the playground with my present and delivered one bag of self-raising flour and one bag of plain flour.
That's funny. Well done.
It wasn't even the good stuff. It was home brand.
Did the kids have a good cack?
Yeah, I think they did. I probably would have preferred the dick pic as well, but you know.
Oh, Chanel, bless you.
Hey, wait till you get home tonight.
Don't worry. No, she's pregnant. This is, you know, what happens. You get a bit horny around 6 months.
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay. Hello, right, Jules.
Hold that thought. That's a whole discussion that we are going to have right later in the show. Yes?
Hello, Jules.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good,
thank you.
What happened? What did you do?
I got my flowers yesterday.
Why?
Because I wasn't at work today, so he planned a day ahead, and I got them yesterday afternoon.
So you could still do the big parade through the office.
Absolutely.
Oh, well done to your husband. Big ticks for him. Happy Valentine's.
And did you act really surprised when they turned up?
I was really surprised. I thought, what the hell?
Have you heard about this? The latest craze is full-sized, human-sized bouquets.
I have heard about this.
Actual size of
they
you.
They are massive.
So someone comes in and it's all cut off. That'd have to be good books, wouldn't it?
That is good books. That's very expensive.
Or you've done something terrible.
Yeah.
Extra terrible. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, yeah, thanks. Good. You had a good day?
No, I've had yet another absolutely non-existent Valentine's Day. I've never been given a Valentine.
Why? What's wrong? Have you got a partner?
I've had two long-term partners, a husband and a partner, and the first one believed that Valentine's Day was nothing more than an excuse for retailers to...
Oh, yeah. That's what men like to say.
He's a tight ass.
So the first one was a tight ass. The second one can't even get my birthday right. Nearly 13 years, he still doesn't get my birthday right.
Well, that's not on... Why don't you just leave him?
Oh, no, don't think that's what
I mean, there are some redeeming features. He does have some qualities of a
scoundrel, but,
you know, celebration of events is obviously not one of them.
Maybe go back to your first husband. Yeah. It was a lot simpler.
Let's just give Catherine something for today.
Yeah, you've got the Kennedy Malloy prize pack, including a tesselate towel for two, sand-free beach towel, super absorbent.
How's that for your Valentine's Day pack?
Look, I mean, I would have been happy with a single dandelion.
We love you, Catherine.
We'll throw one in. Hey, we've still got loads of calls.
We have. We'll keep it going.
Keep it going. 1-3-5-3.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Valentine's Day.
A little disappointed in you.
Why?
The jig is fine.
I thought that was a brilliant idea.
Well, but last year's was better.
Oh, the present I gave you?
Yeah, you got me
a chamber pot.
Gave me a chamber pot for the studio.
I know.
But which still sits under the desk.
To this very day. In fact, and so the his and her jigger that we got. Mm. I mean, did you expect me to be disappointed? Because I'm not.
No.
Because I'm going to use this at home. If any kid misbehaves, I'll just go one of these.
Whee!
Fresca.
How's the first one you did? You didn't expect it to work.
I didn't.
You didn't expect it to be on. So she puts it on her forearm and you dropped the magic. Can you?
I didn't.
Can
drop
we
it.
Bag it up? Someone go and find
we'll
it.
No, I can't be expected to not
sure
swear on air. It's not
dropped
fair.
The F-bomb 30 not minutes first time.
I didn't get it.
You
fully
heard it,
out.
Dave, didn't you?
I did.
You heard it.
I saw your mouth, that's for sure.
Hey, let's keep going through a few calls. We're loving these.
We love Valentine's
How
Day.
How is your Valentine's Day?
What's going on in Australia with Valentine's Day? Hey, Caroline, you're on the central New South Wales coast. Are you?
Central West New South Wales.
Awesome. I don't give away too much details. What's his street address? All right, what did you do? What did you get?
My husband woke up this morning, said happy Valentine's Day, went to the bathroom to do his morning business. After he flushed, I heard him get the brush and clean the toilet.
What a woman.
That is incredible.
He's a keeper.
First time ever.
Is that the first time he's cleaned the toilet?
Ever.
How long have you been married?
7 years.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He's got away with murder.
Yes.
You should
touch. I get told, so he just doesn't do it.
Murdering
what
the
is porcelain. Wrong with men? Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you share the load?
Hey, not every haircut. Bing, bang, boom. Waiter, check, please. We're out.
That's it.
Thank
it's
you,
like
Caroline.
It's like a pit stop.
Happy
You're
Valentine's
in.
Day.
Wheels are spinning.
Oh, my God. Kathleen. Do you have a good Valentine's Day so far?
I've had a great Valentine's Day.
What's going on?
What have you done?
No man with us.
Yeah, that's all right.
My best friend Ursula, we decided to go fishing.
Ursula, did you catch anything?
My best friend Ursula.
Okay. Well, you should pick up a few guys on the out in the fishing circuit.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Well, there was none there.
Hey,
old fellas on their tinny.
Hey, Kathleen.
Couple of old fellas in a tinny.
Did you take any beers along for the trip?
Of course, beers, bourbon.
Oh, a
but
few
the
sneaky.
The funny thing was, my best friend Ursula, she put a rod down. And to get something, and the rod went flying in the water.
Oh,
she
no.
dived in after.
I think it sunk too many beers in that tinnies, Kathleen.
Kathleen, I'm only going to say this once. You and Ursula need your own fishing show.
Yes,
because I would
do.
I'd watch that every week.
Oh, good on you, Kathleen. Happy Valentine's Day.
Great stuff.
To you and your bestie. Yeah. Hey, hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
Ben,
good.
You sound like a nice romantic guy. What'd you get your partner for Valentine's Day?
Well, I've been married to her for 2 weeks now.
Sorry, Matt, can you speak into the phone, please?
Yeah.
We can't hear you very well.
I've been married to her for 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Well, so okay. The romance is still there.
Should be peaking.
Yeah.
I went in for Valentine's Day. I've got her a pot of dirt with a packet of flower seeds.
And why'd you do that?
Well, each year I can just go out and pick them for her. For the buying them.
Yeah, I don't think your marriage is going to last.
Oh, right, you're getting her to grow her own bouquet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's not going to like that at all. She's going to chuck that at you.
I'm going to say you're not going to make it to 3 weeks.
No,
Ben,
me too.
You,
thanks, Ben. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello. How you guys going? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. See you finally. Okay. All right. Well, how do you go, Vanessa?
Well, I have dug myself a little bit of a hole and I need you guys' help.
Sure. What happened?
Okay, so I've always said I don't really care about Valentine's Day. You've got to get me, you know, hopefully something throughout the year just to say he loves me randomly.
Yeah.
It's been about a year since I've received anything. So I'm thinking I have to use this opportunity now and say, like, I really do want something now.
Well, so you do want something. Well, does he listen
like
to the show? Where is he?
He's driving a B-double truck right now on the freeway or somewhere. Mm. So.
What's his first name?
He's listening. Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim, your bum.
Come on.
Get your wife a present.
And don't go to the servo and get a crappy bunch.
Well, his options are limited. He's in a truck on a highway. What do you want him to do?
There will be flower stands on the roadside. There will be. Or go to a big shopping centre that'll be open till 11 p.m. at night and get some lingerie and some chocolates and some flowers. And something from JB Hi-Fi.
Let's not go mad. Tim the truckie, he needs to get his start. He just
Tim needs to step up his game.
Hey, you know what he should do? Put a mattress in the back of the truck and get that rocking tonight.
Okay.
Hello, Vanessa.
Thanks, Vanessa. Grant?
G'day, how you going? Hey, Happy
Grant.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. What does Valentine's mean for you today?
Oh, not a great deal. At 2:39 this morning a.m., my ex-wife, only recent, sent me her mobile phone bill.
Oh, well. Did you have a laugh?
Okay. And how much was it?
It was $289, Mick.
Oh. She's on one of those phone dating sites, I'm guessing.
She sounds like
Are you going to pay it or not?
Nah, mate, nah. I've just come from the solicitor's office and he's given me a big N-O.
Okay. Good idea. Have we got Maddie? Right. Can we take Maddie?
Let's
one
take
more call?
Maddie quickly.
Maddie, what's your Valentine? Who's your Valentine?
Well, there's not my my dog.
Oh,
he bought it. He bought it.
I like that.
He bought us a packet of Smackos as long as we share the
Smackos.
Gorgeous, delicious beef salty treat.
Oh,
you know what you need to do? Get on either end of the Smacko and eat it in like those dogs with the...
I feed him like a magpie feeds this young little baby because I bagged for Collingwood.
Too
much information.
I'm sorry about that.
Too much information.
We were going to give you a prize, Maddie, but we're not now. Yeah.
But you're not. Go up.
Thanks, Maddie. Thanks, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day.
We've done our job here.
We have.
We've spread the love.
There's a few more things we might come back to as the day goes on.
Well, you've got a
on.
Topic you want to...
There's
a dark side to Valentine's Day.
There is a dark side.
Hey, we're going to cross to the Adelaide Zoo next and speak with Elaine Benstead about the future of the pandas and are they going to head back to China?
They
could be on the boat.
All right, then next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, look, we're having a bit of fun. It's Valentine's Day and romance is in the air pretty much everywhere in the country apart from Adelaide Zoo where our favourite pandas... Wang Wang and Fun Yi. Once again, Wang Wang has dropped the ball. Has fired blanks, missed his little window of heat, which is...
It's such a little window,
and you can't... Once you miss it, it's gone.
I feel so uptight.
I'm really upset. And look, the net's closing on these two. We've supported them all the way. It's starting to get a little frustrating, and word is they could be on their way back to China. They may be on the way out. They could be hit the road, you two.
Well, how do we find out more?
We'll get some horny pandas. Well, to talk us through it, why don't we speak to... And this, I've so much respect for this woman who's one of the great operators of the Adelaide and Monarto Zoo. And
What a great job.
We've spoken to her many times, and she always brings us up to speed. Firstly, on the pandas, and then other news. Elaine Benstead's her name. Elaine, are you there?
I am indeed, Mick, and I love your comment that you've always supported Wong Wong. You always get him such a hard time, poor boy.
Is it time to go? I mean, are you supporting the move to put him on the boat back to China and have a think
not
about it?
At all.
Oh,
no,
you're
not.
Not
at all.
Oh, good.
And you'd have to say, look, all things considered, and yes, Valentine's Day, wouldn't it have been lovely for us to be saying we're welcoming a giant panda cub?
Oh.
But we're not. You can't blame Wong Wong. We've done semen quality tests and he's definitely not firing blanks.
It's not him.
Look, you know so this...
What's Fun Yi not putting in? What's wrong with her window?
I think the hard challenge is, I've mentioned a few times, it's about getting the timing right. And, you know, I've watched the introductions and sometimes he's all geared up and she's not quite interested.
Tell me about it.
This is a story of Mick's life.
Not an unfamiliar story,
Elaine. This is very familiar. Actually, it's very familiar because it's reminiscent of a storyline currently on Married at First Sight between a virgin and a swinger. And things don't seem to be happening
Elaine,
there
either. Why don't you enter Wang Wang? I call him Wang Wang. I know it's Wang Wang. Wang Wang and Fun Yi on Married at First Sight because they've just got a virgin away for the first time ever.
I'm not even going to comment.
Now, my fear is...
I don't think you would put it to air.
I wouldn't put it to air. Now, what my worry is if you go back to China, if they did go back to China, do they still have the one panda policy? Do they? Is there...
Well...
Now, tell me about going back to China because you don't want that. And what's the danger? Who's suggesting that they go back to China?
Well, the reality is when the pandas arrived here, it was the end of 2009. It was on a 10-year agreement with China and with the Australian government.
Yes.
So that expires in November 2019, end of this year. And that's not related to breeding at all. It was always a 10-year agreement.
Oh.
We've always made it really clear that we would love to keep giant pandas in Adelaide. They're great ambassadors.
And your visitor numbers have gone up, haven't they?
Absolutely. We get international tourists, we get interstate tourists. But there is money that's paid every year from the Australian government that goes to China into panda research.
I need
a commitment from Canberra that they will continue, that they're willing to continue that investment, and then I can start the discussions with China about an extension or a new contract.
Okay, we're going to lobby the government.
We will.
They're part of our family now. They're those two.
They're Aussies now.
What a gaping hole in the landscape. Wang and Fu Nye would leave if they missed. It'd be tearful scenes at the airport.
You'd be devastated. We can't have that happening.
We can't have that.
You can't have me upset.
No, we can't.
They
we
are
won't
so
have
popular.
It.
Hey, Elaine.
Whenever we do our visitor tests of what the most popular exhibit is, you'd be pleased to know the giant pandas are always right up the top.
Yeah.
Closely followed by the little meerkats. I think that's been helped by about 3 litres of meerkat pups and everybody.
They can go.
Don't say that to me.
Put the meerkats back on the plane. Not Wang Wang and Fu Nye. I tell you what, they're popular. Imagine how popular they'd be on the day they actually got it together. Wow. Hey, now, Elaine, what else have you been doing? Have you had a Rhino gala over there in Adelaide?
We have indeed. Last Friday night, we hosted our third fundraising dinner for Rhino Conservation. Fabulous. Close to $200,000.
Oh,
raised.
Excellent.
You
about 400 people at Adelaide Oval. So it's not too late if people want to help. We still need donations, fully tax deductible. Just go to the DSA website because rhinos need a huge amount of
And those rhinos at Adelaide Oval would still be more intelligent than most crows fans. don't you think?
Elaine, who do you barrack for?
I'm a soccer fan, so I'm an Adelaide fan.
Oh, you'll leave it alone then. All right.
Elaine,
I'll leave it alone.
Thanks for the chat. We always love catching up with you. And in all seriousness, keep doing the great work that you do. Let's keep these pandas. They can stay at my place. We'll go on the run. We'll build them out.
Mick. They don't eat much. Just
a bit of bamboo.
They're bamboo plantation and they'll be fine.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
Good on you, Elaine. Thanks for
the
chat, as always. Come on, Wang.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Oh, yeah, you too, Elaine. Elaine Benstead there, Chief Executive of Zoo
Wang
South
Wang.
Australia.
Just get it together, mate.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Who's our guest coming up?
Oh, Michelle Laurie, not
Michelle
far away.
Michelle
yeah.
Laurie.
Love her.
We can ask her. I'd like to know what she thinks about Valentine's Day.
We'll get
show her our jiggers.
Get the guff. We'll jigger.
Oh,
she comes in.
Well,
and
that's
by
a
the way,
nice gesture. What?
You.
Oh, Jane.
Oh.
You jigged yourself.
I know.
And you. I'm pretty sure you swore on air again.
I don't think so.
Have you got the grab there, Dave?
Yeah. I got a shock.
Oh, well, let's have a listen.
Literally.
So we've given ourselves the Darren Weir style horse jiggers as each other.
Yeah.
Quite by surprise. We
no wonder the horses went fast.
Jeez.
There's a little electronic shock as you give
a shock.
If I got this in my bot, I'd be doing more than swearing on air.
So this was at the top of the show, first opening break, and Jane says
Jane
this.
I'll just test it on
what
you.
What do you do?
Hang on.
You zap each other with
it. Yeah.
Oh!
She's just zapped. I put it to you that you've dropped an F-bomb there.
I don't think I took it to its conclusive end.
Well, you definitely started. Can
I
we
might
buy
have
a vowel? Have you got Dave once more?
Yeah, isolated here.
Oh,
I reckon you have.
Started it.
If you have form in this department, it's not.
Look, I'm a risky woman to have on air. What can I say?
Wouldn't have been the first time you've sworn on air, Dave.
Yeah.
This is, I think we have.
Listen, our boss just came in this studio, our big boss.
Yes, I know.
The head honcho.
Come on a good day. We should have zapped him.
He's not going to be impressed.
We should have jigged him.
He won't be impressed with me. I might lose my job over this.
Well, if you've got to drop the F-bomb on air, you've got to start to wait.
There have been some funny things, though. Could you hear about the kids?
This is a great story. I love any mischief from children that's funny and ingenious.
Yeah.
And these kids have done a ripper. What is it, Jane?
Okay, so they went there at a soccer, a local football ground.
Where are we?
They're
overseas,
in England, it was English fifth tier club, the AFC Field. And one of the kids went up to the announcer and said, "My dad's car is blocked in. Would it be okay to read this out?" And the announcer said, "Oh, sure, young lad." So
he's given him a license plate number.
He has given the license plate number. He said, "It's a white Nissan Micra." And he said, "All right, anyone can please look out for this car. And here's the license plate. N-E-1-4-A... Sorry, I'll say it again.
Yeah, that's right.
N-E-1-4-A-B-J.
And that's got a stadium full of people roaring.
Oh, yeah, what a cack. And then
N-E-1-4-A-B-J.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
He's had a good laugh and he's gone, oh, I've been at, haven't I?
Oh, I've
been good humoured about it.
Well done. And listen, we've got a little, we've got the sound. You can't hear the announcer very well, but the kids themselves, you can hear them giggling at their own joke.
Oh, great.
As they recorded the whole thing. Have a listen. Registration number N-E-1-4-A-B-J.
That's N-E-1-4-A-B-J. Please represent. They're
loving it.
That is reminiscent of what I hear in my lounge room every night. They sound like 12-year-old boys.
When I hear that noise in the next room, I know something's
there
up.
There is mischief.
They're up. Yeah. Hey, Michelle Laurie next, but also we're going to pioneer a brand new segment called Seriously, What Could Go Wrong? And it is full. Absolutely.
It is chockers.
Chockers.
And it might be the new mantra for this show as well. Yeah.
And we'll take your calls and your tweets. That's all coming up in the next hour.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Massive second hour here today on Kennedy Malloy. We're going to discuss the bikini model security guard, prison corrections
now,
officer.
This can't be true. I'm
who's, how shall I say it? Rooted an inmate.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Well,
it
would
be. Is that a description of what's got transpired?
You've got to do something in
good
prison.
Good idea, bad idea. I don't know, but we'll put that one up on blocks and discuss it. Trump has got himself a golf simulator for the White House. Good idea.
This man doesn't work.
No.
What is he doing?
This won't be helping.
It won't be helping at all.
I'm running for president.
Hey, I'm going to go through some marriages that, this sounds terrible on Valentine's Day, but I'm going for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I give them about 50-50 chance.
That you think are on the rocks?
I think
are
on the rocks, yeah.
That's a great
might last
thing
a year.
You're such a.
Let's just say, look out, Amal Clooney.
Why? I've never liked Amal Clooney.
I've never liked her.
And we're going to put up on blocks and talk about the Wife Tracker app. It's a brand new app. It's supported by
so
Google
and, was it
and
not,
Facebook.
Was it not established in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
and
terrific.
You can track your wife and it'll let you know if she's trying to leave the country.
Oh,
I say it's been too long and welcome aboard. That's
well,
a Valentine's Day present.
There you go. Yep. Hopefully that will become global.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but first we'll introduce you to our special guest.
Stand up, radio, TV, podcasts and in print. Michelle Laurie has many ways of making us laugh.
You know, when a 78-year-old Tibetan laughs at your jokes, you think, well, comedy's universal.
She's also put her heart and soul into becoming a better Buddhist ever since that first class she took.
And the course was called Dealing with Difficult Emotions, and I thought, that sounds like me.
And on the flip side, she investigates the darker side of life with her successful podcast, Australian True Crime.
How people become killers, how people become victims, and what happens next.
Please welcome back Michelle Laurie.
Do you think Mick looks like he could be a killer?
Michelle,
yes,
do you think I could kill again?
You could be the Dirty John kind of killer.
Oh, yeah, it's the Eric Banner character. We're going to talk to Eric on Monday.
What
Dirty John is, well, it was a true story.
Caper?
Well, he's a charming man who lured a lonely lady into a relationship and then,
then he pounced.
That's how I operate. It's a standard operating
procedure.
That's
a Saturday night for him.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you
is
so much.
Is it a big day on your calendar? Got it circled?
No.
Look at it from a long way out?
No. I forgot about it, but I did send my Valentine something very special, which was a text of something that I screenshot from someone else's Instagram. Mm. And it is this. It says, there is nobody else I'd rather lie in bed and look at my phone next to.
Oh,
isn't that beautiful?
So that is a real Valentine
alive.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And well, that's fantastic. So what are you currently, are these podcasts taking up the lion's share of your time?
No, no. That's
what's the name of it, by the way, so people can go and get on board?
Australian True Crime.
And you were telling me that you've had 10 million
listens.
Yeah. That's extraordinary.
Because we are we like crime, especially women. And this is the case, yes?
Yeah, it's absolutely a well-known fact.
And why are we so hooked?
I think this is the theory. It's because we women, from the day we're born, we're told we'll be victims of crime.
Okay.
You see, all we're right. told don't go out by yourself, don't walk alone at night, don't wear that, don't say that. And so we become fixated throughout our lives with crime.
Yep.
And so we think, well, best I do some research.
There you go. Yes. So it's actually getting a bit
see what they're thinking. Yes. See what's going on in those heads.
Exactly.
So if you can't work it out, well, there you
well,
go.
Well, no, that's a very,
The thing I do mostly with my time at the moment is work for Save the Children, which is awesome.
Okay, so what's going on there?
Oh, there's so much going on there. You wouldn't believe it.
Save the Children, just for people who don't know, organisation, what is it?
It's a huge charity organisation, one of the biggest in the world. Yeah. It's wonderful. And we just work everywhere. There are children who need help, and there's lots around the world at the moment.
I'd like to take mine off my hands. Could I give you two?
Michelle's already got twins.
Could I give you two to look after, Fred and Lenny? Seriously, I'll drop them off. I don't care what you do.
I love those babies. Sometimes when I'm driving around certain streets in this city, I see these two little babies walking behind one big baby, and I go, that's the Malloy boys.
Aww.
That's the Malloy boys, and I love seeing them.
They're pretty cute, I have to say.
We're a little gang.
You are.
Now, with Save the Children, have you just come back from Beirut?
Oh, wow.
Now.
Yeah, I did because I went to visit some Syrian refugee camps. And I've got great news, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. I met millions of Syrians who do not want to come here on boats.
Oh, well, the federal government will be very happy about that.
I'm so disappointed. They'll be waiting at the docks going, what happened?
I know, it's so disappointing.
And they've just opened Christmas Island.
I know.
We'll get to that in a minute.
I'm sure it's wonderful. But these people in refugee camps actually just want to go home, thanks. So if we could keep just sending some foreign aid so they can stay home, that'd be great. And as soon as the war in Syria finishes,
I'll allow it.
They just want to go home.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense, actually, because you want to stay close to home so you can keep an ear out about if your house is still standing, if your parents are still alive, all that gear.
And tell us about your work. What do you do to make a difference?
I just, you know.
Are you the voice to bring it to people's attention? Is that what we need?
I hang around the building and learn and help with social media, all my great strengths.
Well, you're pretty good on the social media.
It sounds good. Yep. Look it up, get involved. We'll put something on our website, no doubt. Hang about, Michelle. We've not done with you yet. We're going to come back.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Have a chat maybe about the opening of Christmas Island.
Oh, wonderful. Right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The federal government has failed to stop legislation that will give doctors a greater say on whether asylum seekers should come to Australia for treatment.
The government did lose a vote in the parliament, and that's very rare.
Last night was about the simple proposition that Australia is strong enough to treat people humanely.
People like Tony Abbott are saying it's now get on a boat, get to Nauru, get sick and get to Australia. When the law that passed the House
That is entirely possible. The Medivac legislation applies to people who are already there. It does not apply to anyone new.
My job now is to do everything within my power to ensure that what the Parliament has done to weaken our borders does not result in boats coming to Australia.
John Hewson, his former Liberal leader, said to run this scare campaign, Morrison would have to be totally dishonest because he would need to ignore the facts of the amended legislation. And the most important fact in my mind is that it doesn't apply to new arrivals.
The opening of Christmas Island, I believe, was a political gesture designed to fuel domestic political unrest.
There is a lot of misinformation and, frankly, lies that are being put around.
By reopening Christmas Island, Scott Morrison has said that he wants to run an election campaign based on fear and division.
This is a government who's run out of governing. All they can do is talk about Labor. Well, they should have an election.
We're talking with Michelle Lowy. I'll just get the ball rolling.
Okay,
this is one of the most disgusting, cynical moves in Australian political history.
Yep.
That we know they're a one trick pony, the Liberal Party, and this with an election looming.
Well, there you go.
Some kind of sensible legislation that allows sick people to be medevaced off an island. He has now gone, and you know what? He'll be the one who wants to see a boat. He's pretty much encouraging them, opening the doors, going, oh, Christmas Island's open for business. If he gets a boat before the election, he'll think it is, pardon the pun, Christmas.
Right.
He will think it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
But
they're a one-trick pony. They've done it since Tampa. They're on the way out. They're on the nose.
This is a man who has a boat as a gift in his office saying, we stop the boats.
Yeah.
He's got a model boat in his office. So
this is the political equivalent of Trump's wall. Trump goes, he makes it about immigrants and goes, oh, we need a wall. They're going to be coming. Oh, no, here come the boats.
It feels like a very long Bo, what do you think, Michelle?
Well, I do think, though, the difference is that if a boat gets through now, it's still a failure of Dutton's department that it makes it through. So that's the beauty of this situation.
Well, there you go.
But also I hope my children are listening, Mick, because you've just explained to them what's bad about this, because they heard about Christmas Island for the first time 2 days ago, and they're asking me why we're still going to Bali when there's an island all about Christmas.
So Valentine's Day.
They're like, well, this sounds like
a
the
more
best
ironic
place.
Name. There couldn't be one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Made up.
But surely we're beyond this. I'm going to put my faith in the Australian public to go. We are now more sophisticated.
Yeah,
we've seen them play this ball before.
Well, the legislation, the parliament spoke.
Australians are good people.
Yes.
And Australians are basically decent. And I reckon they're too smart to fall for this transparent, obvious, cynical, disgusting, shameful trick.
Right.
Which has got to be played.
And people don't
again.
Fall for the rhetoric and all the people that are, that terrible people that are going to come here that they're saying and they're making. I mean, that's all hypothetical, so don't get scared by that. All right.
So it's
Also, I mean, Scott Morrison's no John Howard, and whether you like or don't like John Howard, you have to admit that he was or is an incredibly skillful politician.
Sure.
And Scott Morrison is not that.
Sure.
Well, he's got bad PR advisors as far as I'm concerned.
He knows he can't win. He knows he can't win. So this is a Hail Mary. This is Trump's wall. I'll distract him over here. I'll fire up the xenophile. I'll fire up the nutbags. I'll try and ask the worst of people instead of the best of people.
Right. So that's
we're too
you're
good
asking.
For this.
You're
Come
right.
on, Australia. I've got so much faith in people.
I
Show
agree.
Them the door and say, that's done. This ship sailed.
Right.
We're not playing anymore. We're on to you.
Good on you.
It's done.
Okay. Everybody heard? Done. I'm going to shift it a little.
What are you doing?
Well, we're saying we want to be good about people, but Michelle, your parents are living with you, and I don't think that.
Yeah, that's not a good place.
That's
to
not
take
a good
us
place
now.
To start, is it?
No.
How's that going?
Oh, it's a nightmare. I mean, I don't know where you want to jump in.
You've
here,
lived
but
with your parents for. They've lived with you for a while.
4 or 5 years. Yeah, and it's a nightmare. And people always say to me, "Oh, built-in babysitters."
Oh my goodness.
No, mate.
Are your parents social? Do they go out?
Oh, I don't know. I am just a babysitter for them. It's just
Oh, really?
Being in the sandwich generation, that's what they call us. People who have children and
yes.
You know, parents that yeah. It's like just parenting more people but with no authority at all.
Yeah.
I can't send them
so
to
they
bed.
Don't listen to you.
No.
Nothing. You've got no weapons.
I've nothing over them. No. I can't just take their devices off them when they annoy me. I can't.
Do you find too, I didn't tell you that because I don't want to worry you.
Oh, my God. So I was getting on a plane to Jordan 3 weeks ago and I said to Mum, why has Pop been asleep for 22 hours? She goes, oh, I don't know. He just won't wake up. And I said, well, is he breathing? Yes. Of course I've checked if he's breathing. And I said, well, I think you need to call a doctor or the yes. ambulance. No, he's all right. I'm about to get on a flight, Mum. Call an ambulance. No, she won't. I land in Jordan and I go, something's up. I texted her. She sent something weird back. Long story short, he fell out of bed twice that night. They had to call an ambulance twice to scrape him off the floor.
So that is the thing, though. They don't want to worry, but they worry 10 times more.
Yes, and then she wouldn't be honest. I had to text people we know in ever-increasing circles to get the story.
To get the full story?
Yeah.
Now, we see you on the project. Is that a regular thing every Friday? Is it Friday?
It's not every Friday anymore, but I'm around.
You're around.
I'm around the place.
We'll look out for you, and we will listen to Michelle's podcast, Australian True Crime.
It good on you, Michelle.
It's a corker, and it's always like at the top of the list.
And good on you with Save the Children.
Yes.
And it's great work you do.
Well, we think you're a walking saint. This is what's going
on. No, I'm not at all, but I sit next to them in an office oftentimes. And
good
it's
on
wonderful.
You. All right, we'll be back after this on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, it's a new segment we're going to trial today. Here we go.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Jesus, what else could go wrong?
Kennedy Malloy's.
Seriously?
What could go wrong?
And
do you want me to kick it off?
Well, can I just inspire? Yes,
yeah.
Do it. There was inspired. It came to us the other day when a story came across our desk.
All right. Well, Tony Mockbell, who was a was a fugitive on the run, was a well-known criminal, was in a Victorian prison. And what could go wrong when he walked past a group of islanders having a 21st birthday party?
At Barwon Prison. Dave?
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, they were
a
having
21st birthday party at Barwon Prison.
After
what could
he's
go wrong?
Agitated them, actually, a few days before.
Well, he's told them off. There's been a front page article about how he's busted a standover racket.
And he's having a talk to his lawyer, and he walks past the 21st birthday when having pavlova and fizzy drinks.
Sounds like one of those parties that girls have. Where, you know, when you let's have a...
hen's party.
You know, well, if, no. When you watch something, we watch Sex in the City.
Oh, yes.
Get the girls around, watch Sex in the City. All the prisoners get together in a bar and go, let's have some, what was it, meringue pie?
They had pavlova and fizzy drinks, and they had a shiv in a zucchini. Oops.
That's a my preferred way
of traveling. So what could possibly go wrong there?
What could possibly go wrong? That's a good example.
What have you? Have you got another one?
Well, I do. Now, this is while we're in prison.
Yeah.
A bikini model who is a prison officer.
Where's this?
Has been in Sydney.
Yeah.
Her Sydney prison has been sacked and charged over having an alleged relationship with an inmate. Now, I put it to you, a bikini model, let's make a bikini model a corrections officer.
What could possibly go wrong?
All right.
So,
I'm looking at her. Yeah, she entered Maxim magazine's cover girl competition. She came 17th.
Well, I was going to say, she'd go damn close.
She's pretty hot.
Let's pop her in a male prison where guys, you know, let's be honest.
I think she looked good in a uniform.
Oh,
I'm guessing.
I would love to spend some time with this girl. We could play prison guards. She could get the zapper out. Hi, Mick.
That's sorry, jigger. Miss.
She would That's have one jigger. Of those on you.
Can I say, straight off the bat, I'm putting her on my list.
Oh, she's an addition to your women you would covet.
Oh.
Women like on your marry. Radar.
Samantha Markle, she's up there, isn't she?
Do you want to marry them or just go out with them?
I would like to bed them. Samantha Markle, Chappelle Corby, Cocaine Cassie.
How's she going?
She won't be home in a while, but good for my conjugal. See, this has got a whiff of my...
Another conjugal
this
visit.
This has got a whiff of my conjugal visit.
So you love your conjugal visits.
So I've got a bikini model who's a corrections officer.
This all works.
Okay, even if I'm not the inmate, maybe I could go and see her.
Okay.
Maybe she could host.
All right.
But this is good.
Yeah,
and
that's
then I've got the chicken heiresses. Jackie Lambie's a new addition. Heather Mills.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that one. I don't like her. I'm not going to go out for a foursome for dinner
with you. She's got a wooden leg.
Oh, well.
What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, I'm going
to... Do you get my point, though? Who decided to make a corrections
officer
a bikini model and pop her in a male prison? I'm no Einstein, but that was doomed.
That's ridiculous. I've got one for you.
Oh, yeah?
What could possibly go wrong, you idiot so-called social workers and romantic judges on Married at First Sight, when you match a 29-year-old virgin with a 31-year-old swinger lesbian?
What could possibly go wrong?
This is just not working out. He's flipped his little tiny brain out and
happened?
Says...
Is there an update?
He's terrified. Yes, I saw it. He's terrified.
She
wants a man to throw on a bed, rip her clothes off and God knows what, because she said she's got a very hungry sexual appetite.
Okay, she's going on the list. what's...
Lauren Huntress, you can put her on your list.
Lauren Huntress?
Yes, Hunter. Goodness. Oh, no, she's hot to trot. He is drinking mineral water and quaking in his boot. He wasn't even on the grog.
As he should be. Maybe we could double date. Maybe we could.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
I'm really after the bikini model prison.
No, I don't want to go.
It's just a great concept all around. 133353, I tell you what, we've got some more here.
Yes.
But why don't you
give us a call? Think of a scenario. What could possibly go wrong?
If you can think of something that you've seen or heard of in the news.
Excellent.
What could possibly go wrong? Don't worry, we've got more.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With a segment we call...
What could possibly go wrong?
And we've already got some calls. If you know of something that fits this brief, 133353, just before we get to the callers, can I say to you, Donald Trump has just bought a golf simulator for the White House.
Oh, please.
But that's embarrassing.
What could possibly go wrong?
But he's just going to spend all his time in there. And he's...
Hang on, Jane. What? That's cynical.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
I can't
help the phrase executive time.
Oh.
Which is what he's from like 8 o'clock in the morning till like lunchtime is what's called executive time.
I think people have added up these hours.
That's golf. That's golf simulator.
But you'd like that. You'd like one in the office.
Well, of course I would, but I'm not running the world.
That's right.
But
I forgot he's got a job.
So I was just thinking recently, gee, he hasn't spent as much time on the course as he used to for a sitting president. And now you go, he's ordered a golf simulator for the White House.
It's insanity, I tell you.
That is going to blow up in people's face.
Well, you get it. Another one where...
Do you know the only thing, that could ever bring him down?
What?
Is the footage of him driving a golf cart up onto a green while playing golf.
Oh, because when you break the rules in golf...
I don't care what you do with immigrants, but you don't drive a car.
With legislation, it doesn't matter. You've got to stick to the rules in golf.
Wow.
I was going to say, the idea too sprang from the fact that you said a girl who is a Maxim hottie.
Yes.
A bikini model, in fact.
She's a bikini model.
She was a prison guard.
Her name's Tara Brooks, and she's a corrections officer and a bikini model.
And she's been charged with having an inappropriate relationship with an inmate.
Oh, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Has got conjugal visit for me.
Well, she didn't even have a conjugal. It was just in-house.
That's seriously.
It was happening. Hey, we've got some
Tara,
callers.
Give us a call. 1-3-3-5.
Oh, steady. Tara's already in a nice relationship with a very decent young man.
He's a criminal. He's locked up.
He could have a good heart.
I know, but she's got a bit of friends.
Oh, okay, careful. Hello, Darren. Right. How are you going?
Hi, how are you going, team?
Yeah, good. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I believe that my dad said that to me, Jane, after I finished telling you the story. So many years ago when we were young and stupid, there was this massive big grass hill.
Yeah.
And my mates and I found a car boot, which we thought would be a great idea to drag up the top of the hill, sit on it, and bobsled down.
Hey, it sounds ingenious and fun.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
The only problem was, when we were halfway down and we're doing about 30k, suddenly realised that there were a lot of trees down the bottom of the hill.
Oh no!
And we hadn't realised any way of stopping this, so we all had to jump off. We ripped skin off our arms, legs, back, like that. Had to go to a neighbour's house and ask, "Can you call my dad?" Because we were in a pretty bad way. And I believe he said those words to me when he picked me up.
Oh, that's great! Hey, Darren.
Well done, Darren. We got a prize for Darren.
We do. Bohemian Rhapsody, mate. You've got the Klipsch soundbar, the wireless subwoofer,
a big pack.
Sign poster as well.
Everything.
What's it got? A woofer.
It's got a subwoofer.
It's a subwoofer.
Hey, Darren. You've been rewarded for your stupid behaviour. He's gone. All right, Dan. Damien's on the line. Damien, you've seen something, witnessed something?
Yeah, mate. I'm a Kentucky trip manager over in Europe. And,
yep.
My second trip.
Yep.
I had a couple that had broken up 2 weeks before the trip started.
Yep.
And I just thought.
And what? They still went on it?
Yep. They still went on.
What could possibly go wrong?
Hang on, Damien. No. Let me just work this through this. So a couple have booked a Contiki tour, have broken up.
They go for a long time, those Contiki tours.
And then 2 weeks later they've gone, bugger it, I'm going to go. Well, I'm going too. How'd they go?
2 weeks before the trip started. Yeah, well, they were okay. It was only about 50 women, but they were a handful.
They were a handful and it didn't work. What happens if they want to crack on other people? That would cause all
sorts of problems. Was there any of that?
Well, the main incident in question, we're at a club in Italy, and I just saw them across the sort of the space that we're in, and it looked like she leant in to give him a kiss on the cheek,
yeah.
And then he pushed her, and she went flying. So I ran over there and sort of tried to sort it out. She bit him on the face.
Oh, no.
Hey, okay, that's next level.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, biting's not cool.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've seen some things on a Contiki tour.
Have they still got Contiki tours going on?
I think they do.
Are they still around?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got one more on the line. We've got Stephen here. Hello, yeah. Stephen.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Got a story for us?
I do. Back when I was in high school, year 9, so I would have been 13, 14 years old.
Yep.
In an electronics class, the teacher was doing a demonstration. He said, if you can't see, jump on the table. So I did. And then promptly got hit in the head by a ceiling fan.
What could possibly go wrong?
Ceiling fan.
You're standing at a desk because the teacher told you to.
Annoying.
Yep. And you've been scalped by a ceiling fan.
Oh, yep, I imagine your classmates were incredibly sympathetic, were they?
Yes, they were. I wound up... bleeding profusely from the head.
Oh, they have a good laugh.
And a whole lot of stitches, a hole in my lip.
Oh, no.
About 2 weeks off.
What a mess.
It was a legendary story.
And how did the fan go? Was the fan okay? Or?
That was year 9, and when I finished high school in year 12, there was still blood spatter on the roof.
we love it.
Excellent effort, Stephen.
Well
thanks
done,
for
everybody.
Calls. Yeah, you got
it.
We
get the idea. That is what could possibly go wrong. I like it. We'll be doing that again.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's a Valentine's Day special, yes. And guys, it's not too late to get your
it's wife, never too late.
Girlfriend something. Here's an idea. Here's a ripper. Mm. She'll love this. Why don't you get the Saudi Wife Tracker app? This is...
tell me all about it.
Well,
I'm so interested.
It's an app that alerts men if their wives are attempting to leave the country without permission.
So this is what I love about Saudi Arabia and the whole, they've actually allowed women to drive.
Which I don't approve of, but anyway.
Women are allowed to now go to a football stadium or a soccer stadium.
Again, I have issues with that. But I've left someone at a football stadium.
And that is true.
That is true.
That was a happy Valentine's
Day. What is this app? Why? It's only available in Saudi Arabia,
so,
is it?
It's only available in Saudi Arabia at the moment, but Apple and Google are copping it big time and they've been called to disable it because clearly it's offensive to women unless you live in Saudi Arabia. So it's an app which will track in real time the woman, like you.
So assuming the man has given the woman a phone, well, like because women aren't allowed to do anything and they have to have a guardian with them at all times.
Basically, I mean, if I had my way, women would wear those little electronic anklets that they make prisoners wear. Okay. So that you can track
again,
them.
I say, you're single.
You, I wouldn't need the track app for you.
Why?
Oh, where's Jane? I'll give you two calls. Nearest wine bar.
I knew you'd say that.
Bottle O.
Wow.
Shoe shop.
Handbags.
Buying big handbag.
Yeah. Strawberry.
You boys are so
Tiffany's $10,000 handbag. Prada.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd be on a dance floor with my girlfriend, going off.
Dancing around a $10,000 handbag.
Going off.
Hey? I would track you. It would be easy to. Some people are.
I don't need to run away. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm happy where I am.
Do you think that's fair enough?
Sure. I think it is. I think women, honestly, have had it too good for too long. And I think that men need to know where they're about all the time, especially in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, I have to ask you. You're being sarcastic. I can't tell anymore.
Really? Am I that confusing?
Do you know some people you can chat? One of my favourite people in the world, Bill Hunter, was a guy, and his agent used to ring me all the time going, I can't find Bill. And he would know that wherever Bill was, I would know where he is.
Oh, right.
And I would say, ring the Union Hotel, ring the Vine,
or ring the
London Tavern. And I would... I'm like the hunter tracker.
Built-in app.
I could do it. I was like the Bear Grylls of hunting.
That's funny, though. It's a funny idea when I just think of it. How you can think of where would someone be if they're not where they're supposed to be. And you just think about where their go-to.
You'd be the golf club or the yacht club, wouldn't you?
Well, that's summer, that's what I said. If you need to find me. Golf club, the yacht club, or up. Kittens.
Yes.
Don't be silly.
Didn't it burn down? Where would you be, Dave?
Where would I be?
Yeah, if you weren't at home.
Where would you look for your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, where would she be? Oh, she'd be probably at a supermarket somewhere because she spends a lot of time there getting the groceries.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Good on her. So now
you better get her a present. You know what? I'm sick of this. Oh, I don't believe in Valentine's
Day. She loves shopping at the supermarket.
So now you're a misogynist.
I'm not a misogynist.
Firstly, you're tracking your wife, and secondly, you're presuming she's at the supermarket buying stuff for you.
If you rang her, that's where she normally is.
Why?
You've done nothing but complain that the dishwasher's not working.
Yes, you said she hasn't been able to hand wash them properly. I do it all.
What's wrong with you?
How dare you and dare you?
And what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Nothing. He's one of these blokes. Isn't it funny? So many men don't believe in Valentine's. Oh, it's just this American commercial crap. Well, guess what? Women believe in it.
No. Hey, if you had to track your partner, where would they be?
Getting flowers right now at the servo.
1-3-3-5-3. Hey, we'll be back to beat this baby home shortly.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're nearly done and dusted for another day. We were talking about the wife tracker app.
Yeah.
Popular in Saudi, but I think it'll catch on. I think it's...
we can only hope.
For safety reasons.
Well, sure,
if you can't track your wife or your girlfriend, I mean, what's the point?
I agree.
You need to know where she is.
No, women, we just realised we need to know our place in society.
We were asking if we knew where your partners were. Yeah. Where would Rob be?
Well, he'd either be walking the dog or he'll be at a bookshop.
Oh.
You know what he'd do? He'd put the tracker on the dog.
That's what I was thinking.
And then nip out.
Genius.
Get off the grid.
Really? Yeah. Oh, get off the grid.
Lose the scent.
Hey, can I tell you a story? So the coach of Fremantle, what's his name? I can't just momentarily escapes me.
Okay, yep. Google it.
Ross Lyon
told me a story. He said one of the players, you know the GPS?
Yeah.
They put on the players' jerseys. Over summer, they have to put a GPS on so they can track them all the time.
Oh, for their running.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so what he did over summer, he put it on his dog.
This bloke?
This bloke put it on his dog. So when he came back afterwards, they got the player in. I think it was Impy or someone. They got him in and he goes, oh, well, congratulations. Gee, you've clocked up about 100 k's over summer. That's great. He goes, and what's even more astounding is your top speed, 60 k's.
Please explain.
That's
funny.
So, okay, walking the dog, that's not a bad. Michelle's on the line. How are you, Michelle?
I'm great. How are you, Mick?
Good. Do you need the tracker app, or would you know how to find your husband?
Oh, no, we just
they think that they're hiding. They think that they've got the perfect hiding place. There's four neighbours in a row, and you can find them in one garage or the other. They're always that's their drinking hole.
Oh, so they go to their neighbours. See, I like that. I'm glad that neighbours still catch up and do something neighbourly. I do that with my neighbours.
She's still like within a 50-metre radius. Surely.
That's not really.
That's at home,
off.
I would have thought.
No, I thought that's understandable. That's all right. Thanks, Michelle.
All right. Well, there it is. It's been a good Valentine's Day show. Ruined by you.
Oh. Why is it ruined by me?
Did you swear on the show?
You're getting high and mighty about swearing.
We gave each other a Valentine's Day present, which is the Darren Weir horse jigger.
Yep.
And we've been jigging each other all day.
And surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, they bloody hurt.
They work. And you didn't think the one I gave you was charged.
No, I did not.
And this moment occurred earlier on the show.
I'll just test it on
what
you.
What do you do? Do you zap each other with it?
Yeah. Oh, you said it.
That, nearly
you've
slipped
dropped
out.
An F-bomb
I
there.
I know. But it really did. I'll just try it one more time, see what happens.
That's quite the charge, isn't
now,
it?
Now, these were from a sex shop, weren't they?
Yes.
Apparently.
Sexyland.
This is from Sexyland.
One of our sponsors.
Are you serious? People use this for fun?
Get with the plan. Yes. Get with the plan, Jay.
Do you want to? This is scary.
Why don't we just holler for a marshal? Why don't we just get some jumper leads and a battery and stand clear. Stand clear.
I'm holding my boobs at this stage because I'm worried about it getting too near a certain area.
It's all fired up in the
studio. I'll tell you what people are a bit annoyed about.
What?
Stop making flowers so expensive, all you bastards.
Are you getting some feedback?
$135 Darren Uncles has sent in and said for kind of a dozen yellow roses with some jip.
Oh, wow.
Is this like price gouging? Is this like gouging?
Yes, it is. So this is
like, so when it's Easter, all the petrol stations collude.
Mother's Day.
And so all of a sudden,
tomorrow's the day to buy them then, isn't it? Because they'll be like half price.
No.
Just go and steal
them. Don't you get excited now, Mr. I don't believe in Valentine's Day. And I'm telling you.
So, Dave, what you're saying is
Mrs. Dangerous will not accept any gift.
You're going to wait for the Boxing Day special, like the Valentine's Day special.
Oh, that's
and turn up the day after.
Well,
I would cut the heads off all those and just put it in the toilet.
I'm telling you, Dave, cemetery. Swing by the cemetery on the way home, keep the engine running, nip in, grab a...
There's plenty of places now for everybody to go past, trust me. You can go. You can even get a box of chocolates. You can go to the supermarket.
It's too late.
Everything's open.
Guys, anything you do now will be deemed token. You'll get in trouble for
it. Quick, make a booking. At least a Uber Eats, something like that.
Uber Eats.
Well, you know, so they don't have to cook.
You could pick up your cookbook.
Oh, don't.
Which I saw the other day for free, being given out for free at a bookstand.
That's mean.
Well, I'm just saying.
That brings you
That's probably
much
what Rob's
joy.
Got you tonight. You know, I know what he's got you. It is the greatest single. A Valentine's Day present ever. You'll need your passport. And don't buy a new handbag in the $10,000 range.
Do you think I would let someone else pick a handbag for me? Are you serious?
Robbie's
not that dumb.
Yeah, he's plays here.
He's not.
He's going to play you some equipment.
You better not have bought me a handbag because he wouldn't know what I want.
You can't win.
Bad luck. I don't want some crap handbag.
I'll say now you're already projecting.
I don't need another handbag.
Crap.
I don't need a handbag. Jewelry would be nice.
You just got to want.
I think I would like a bit of jewelry.
Jewelry.
Why not?
All right.
I don't know. I need something.
You need to
give me a rose too now. One more zap for the road. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh! Jesus! How was that?
Dave O'Neill will join us tomorrow. Should be a big Friday show. We will see you there. The podcast available soon. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.